The hopes of the Republican establishment to derail the Donald Trump Express have moved from back rooms to national television, with former presidential candidate Mitt Romney delivering a blistering speech today at the University of Utah.
Here's what I know. Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud. His promises are as worthless as a degree from Trump University. He's playing the members of the American public for suckers. He gets a free ride to the White House, and all we get is a lousy hat.
And that was at the end of the speech. Let's get right to Recline, political director for ABC News. Rick, your thoughts?
That was stunning. I've never witnessed a moment like that. You had the most recent nominee of the Republican Party telling the Republican Party, in essence, burn yourself down to prevent Donald Trump from becoming the nominee. He endorsed the idea of a contested convention to try to block Donald Trump and laid out the most detailed and even personal attack of Donald Trump that I have heard from any major national figure.
Well, it was quite remarkable. Let's listen to a little bit more. Cut Romney won. Let's listen to that, and then we'll talk more about that idea of a contested convention. Let's listen.
If we Republicans choose Donald Trump as our nominee, the prospects for a safe and prosperous future are greatly diminished. Let me explain why I say that. First, on the economy. If Donald Trump's plans were ever implemented, the country would sink into prolonged recession.
And Rick Klein, it went on and on and on like that, pulling absolutely no punches. Look, before the speech, Donald Trump tweeted out, "I brought millions of people into the Republican Party. The Democrats are going down. Establishment wants to kill this movement." But you mentioned this idea of a contested convention. Explain that to us. We are hearing that there are people in an anti-Trump movement who are trying to get delegates. These are the regular normal delegates that go to a convention who are supposed to pledge to vote for the person that the people surrounding them voted for. But they're sending them knowing that they might not. These are called sinos, supporters in name only. Talk about what's going on here.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, the way you win a nomination is you get a majority of delegates. If no one gets to Cleveland with a majority of delegates, you have a contested convention. That might be brokered, depending on how it gets settled, though there's a lot of ways that happens. In that scenario, you could try to make a play for the delegates who are elected with their pledges. Now, the Republican Party has blinding pledges on its delegates. It's not like there's a whole universe of folks who are free agents like they are on the Democratic side. But it's an open question as to whether that would have the force of law in some places. And maybe there are folks that could be prevailed upon to switch. More likely is that Donald Trump comes in with the largest share of delegates, but not the only person with a large chunk of delegates and not a majority. What Romney said, the most interesting line in his speech to me was he said, "I would like people to vote for Marco Rubio in Florida, John Kasich in Ohio, Ted Cruz, any place he can win." That strategy would have three rivals accumulating large numbers of delegates and then have that all come into play on the floor in Cleveland in a totally unprecedented in modern times spectacle in the national arena.
Quite something. So talk more about this, because Donald Trump is also tweeting out that Mitt Romney was a flip-flopper on different issues, you know, believed one thing before he believed another. There are some people who felt that Mitt Romney as a candidate, a moderate governor from New England, also kind of rolled in the mud a little bit. And, you know, he said he felt he had to do that to get the election. What kind of a spokesperson is he at this point for this movement?
Mitt Romney's a flawed messenger, and his previously liberal positions, the 47% comment, self-deportation, and obviously the fact that he accepted the Trump endorsement in 2012, don't leave him blameless in this. But the fact is that there are few people with the kind of credibility to deliver a message like this. And then this is one of the last possible moments where this kind of strategic voting is even possible. And we'll see whether not just Mitt Romney, but a range of party leaders who are, quite frankly, freaked out by the prospect of a Trump candidacy and a Trump nomination have the kind of sway they want to have over voters. There's been few signs of that so far. Mitt Romney's own Massachusetts went to Donald Trump 49% the other day. Yeah.
And it doesn't feel as if Trump followers are going to listen to this. In fact, it would probably harden their stand. But literally, the idea of telling people to vote as in a conspiracy in order to do something at the convention, do you think that that will take?
You know, there's no sign that we've seen it among voters so far, but that is all they have left. This was not option A, B, C, or D. This is way down the alphabet for the Republican Party, uncharted waters. And the only thing they can do now is hope to deny Donald Trump the delegates he needs to clinch the nomination, take their chances in Cleveland, where, by the way, Mitt Romney's running mate, Paul Ryan, will be the chairman of the convention. And where, by the way, the potential choice doesn't have to be one of the current candidates. It could be Paul Ryan. It could be Mitt Romney.
Rick Klein of ABC News, we will stay tuned. Thank you so much.
Thank you.